Boxing Day minority. Good evening, Ibiza! We're rocking tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening. This is Ian Lee's Shun Sundays. It's a special this evening. We're coming live from Ibiza! Woo! Yeah, feel the vibe. Feel the Do you feel the vibe, Trevor?
Basically,
we've been flown over by the bosses of XFM because we're so crazy. They said, you guys are going to go to Ibiza, the party capital of the world. And we're here with the gang. Yeah. This is a special going for Ibiza tonight. You can still give us a call. What's the number, Trevor?
It's 08700 800 1234.
But hang on a minute. We're in a different country. That's the number we normally use.
Yeah, but no, it's all been transferred.
Oh, by like satellites and
stuff? Yeah, yeah. I don't know how they've done it.
The crowd love it. I don't know how they've done it either, to be honest. We've still got, although, calm down, everyone just calm down for a second. We're in Ibiza, but we've still got Problem Corner coming up later on. We've had a lot of people writing to us with their own problems, so we're discussing that. We've also got some indie tunes. Yeah, party time. We've got some great fun and games here on the beach. Trevor, what time is it exactly?
Oh, man. You know what? I've lost me watch.
That's the thing. I've lost my watch as well. I know it's just after nine back in England. I've got no idea what the time is here.
Oh, man.
Do we care?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, does anybody here have a watch? Oh, they don't like watches. Well, listen, we'll be partying all the time. You can email us, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. You can go to trevordome.com if you want to, or give us a call, 08700 800 1234. It's summertime in Ibiza!
Yeah, oh, man, I don't believe this scene. It's not real, do you know what I mean?
It's unreal, Trevor. Oh, I can't believe we're here. I love it! Yeah. Oh. FM, the Tower of Power, the home of the hits. This is where it all happens. Good evening. How can we help you?
Hello. Excuse me?
Yes, sir.
Can you play the song while Placebo, More Sweet Prince?
I've just got to check. We've got our musical controller here this evening. Trevor, thanks very much for coming along, musical controller for the Ian Lee Shun Sunday.
Yeah,
can
sure.
we play... Oh, sorry, what was the song? I wasn't listening. Your voice is quite dull. What
More
was the song?
Sweet Prince.
Yep.
While Placebo.
Trevor, by Placebo?
Placebo.
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 Proceder.
No, Placebo.
The Proceeders.
The American band, isn't it? Placebo.
The Pretenders.
Placebo.
Can we play Monkey Spunk by The Pretenders? Trevor, head of music at XFM.
No, okay, listen, what's your name, sir?
John.
John, listen, John, you know, we're not in the humiliation business.
That's
here,
not our game at all.
But can you give us a few lines?
Look.
Well, can
of
you...
Charlie,
maybe
of the song.
Can you give us, like,
give us the chorus.
The chorus.
Give us the chorus. It's always the catchiest bit in a song, I find. Isn't that weird how in a song, I don't know if you noticed this, Trevor, generally the chorus is generally the catchiest bit, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
You can write a whole song that was a chorus.
Yeah.
And you'd...
They seem to do it over and over again. So anyway, John, listen.
Away you go. Yeah. The Pretenders with their song Monkey Spunk. Here we go. This is it, John, your big chance.
No, excuse me.
Yes, sir.
It's no Placebo.
No, I think that's Placebo, young man. Yeah, P for Peter, L for Lima.
Placebo.
Yeah, Placebo.
Placebo.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
Placebo.
It's called My Sweet Prince.
Okay, if you can sing us a few lines from the song Monkey Spunk by The Pretenders, then we'll play it for you.
Okay, it's called Just Me and the Dragon. It goes like that.
That was quite good. Can you continue? Because we can join in, because we probably know it.
Yeah. You carry on.
Go on.
Know all of it.
Well, sing as much as you can. Then what we'll do is we'll fade the record in and we'll join in as well. And the record will stop.
Yeah,
if you do that bit, you know. But if you do it five times in a row, that should be enough for us to get the record started.
Me and the Dragon.
Five times. Away you go. This is John. Hang on a second. Whoa, hang on a second. This is John singing Proceeders and Monkey Spunk. Away you go.
It's just me and the dragon. Right, shall I replay?
Right, do it. You're not got the hang of this, John. Do it five times and we'll play the song for you. Away you go. Right, this is John singing... John, shut up, man. I've got to introduce it. It's radio. It's what we do. This is John with the Proceeders and Monkey Spunk.
Just me and the dragon. That's all I know. So I replayed it. Just me and the dragon. Just me and the dragon. That's all I know.
And where's paedophile or extra file or something? You're not in PH.
Crack file.
Crack file, of course. I'm a big crack file. I can't get enough of them. You can give us a call 08700 800 1234. Email me ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. We're in Ibiza. It's the party of the century.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's turned a little bit nasty because Trevor thought it'd be funny to go on stage and tell some jokes about 118 Russians in a submarine. I warned you against it, man, and this is the reaction we got. That was just a few minutes earlier why Mona Man was singing his boring song. We've got a whole posse here in Ibiza. We've been drinking cocktails all night. Do you know, I'm a little bit tipsy.
Yeah, I don't seem to be, like, fitting in too well, to be honest.
What do you mean, not fitting in?
I don't know. People seem to be, like, ignoring me and stuff. I always thought it was, like, great vibe. You know,
it's good. Because I've been here a couple of days. We got here Thursday, like, just chilling out and stuff. I've been to some great clubs. Met some guys last night, and we were up till 4 o'clock playing table football. Brilliant. Drinking beers and really having a good time. What did you get up to last night, Trev? Because I left you at about 8 o'clock.
Yeah, well, you know, I just come back to, like, XFM Ibiza bus.
Oh, yeah.
And I played, pocket chess with that bloke.
What bloke?
You remember the guy that was part of this sort of posse?
Oh, the short fella who looked like the bloke from Fantasy Island. The plane! Yeah. You were playing pocket chess with him?
Yeah, so that was it. You know, just chilled out, played a bit of chess, and then had an early night.
I understand why you're not fitting in. Listen, you can give us a call, 08700 800 1234. I think we've got a call now. Let's just go straight to the phones and see who this is. Hello, XFM.
Oh, Travis.
Oh, guys, Fran Haley from Travis, everybody. Welcome
to Ibiza, mate.
How's it going? You're all right? You're in the Ibiza spirit, Fran?
No, not really. I'm in Scotland.
Oh, God, mate. That's not good, is it? Is it miserable up there?
It's raining.
Fran, I've got to ask you, man, why is it always raining on you?
Because I'm in Scotland.
Oh, man alive. What have you been up to this week, Fran?
Well, I've been down to the shops and I had a few sessions in the studio.
Yeah, you're recording some new tracks for your new album, is it?
That'd
be lovely. Are you going to do any dance songs? We're in Ibiza! The Posse, we've got the XFM Roadshow live in Ibiza.
Aye.
The Posse's here, Trevor's here.
I'm really into that.
We've been drinking Rehypnol Slammers all night. I'm off my face.
Travis, man, are you, like, on holiday, yeah?
No, I live in Scotland.
Oh, right. He's Scottish, Trevor.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
Yeah. Do you know, like, in Scotland, people go, like, okay, the new? Yeah?
Sometimes.
Well, what does that mean? Like, literally translated, does that mean, like, oh, yes, just now, or what?
No, it means, why does it always rain on me?
I tell you what, I always thought a good name for a thrice-weekly topical comedy show would be called Okai the News. What do you think to that, Fran? Has that cheered you up?
Yeah, that has a bit, yeah.
Oh, man.
Man, yeah. I wish we could do more, because we're having such a good... Hey, crowd, give a big cheer for Travis!
Yeah, Fran Healy.
They're not that keen on you, I'm afraid. Fran, we're going to have to let you go, I'm afraid. You're really bringing the Ibiza party thing down. Everyone's off their face, you're bringing them down. I've cut him off. He can't phone again. He's too miserable, man.
Come on, let's get out the bus, man. Let's go and do something.
Let's get out of the bus. Come on, get your blanket.
Ian Lee. XFM.
Oh. FM. That was at Cypress Hill. Was it High Life, that song? I wasn't that keen, to be honest, because I was too busy enjoying the party. We've moved a little bit out further afield now, because Ibiza's not just about parties and being off your mash and having a really good time. It's also about some quite boring things. Trevor and I have also just come to the seaside. Ibiza's by the sea. Oh, hang on a second. That's not good. What's that? They're just throwing a baby in the water. That's terrible. We should be doing something about that. I can't be bothered. We're having too much of a good time. We're here in Ibiza. We've come to the beach to speak to some of the locals. All the locals seem to have gone, Trevor. I thought we'd get some culture, you know, the fishermen, the poor people, you know, the bloke that cleans up all the puke after the kids have been taking pills.
Yeah.
There's no one here. They're all English yobs.
Yeah, I think, like, that must be sort of another part of the island or something.
Yeah, it must be another part of the island or something.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, we're going to have a competition, because although we're not in XFM Towers in Leicester Square, opposite the Garrick Theatre, there are two people in the studio who are monitoring what we're doing, basically, making sure we don't say anything that is too offensive. You know, we don't want to say any swear words. Like, for example, we could say or something, you know, bollocks, something like that. We can't do that. They'll bleep us out. But there are people there. We're going to have a competition later on, aren't we, Trev? What's the competition and what's the prize? Because it's quite unusual.
Okay. The competition this evening is like this. The famous nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. What could all the king's horses and all the king's men not do?
What could they not do?
Yeah, a bit of a trick question. Now, anyway, the first one to call in with a correct answer will win a XFM goodie bag.
Oh, well, don't say goodie bag, Trevor, because we haven't actually got any. What's in the goodie bag?
Well, hold on, I'll just go and get it.
Trevor's made a goodie bag himself. This is good, because we don't actually have XFM goodie bags. We're a bit pikey here. Tarrant stole them all.
Okay, so anyway,
yeah.
Basically, that this goodie bag will be handed down to you from the XFM studio. So if you go to the correct part of Charing Cross Road,
yeah, which is we're opposite the Garrick Theatre. There's what's the, let me go and check what the library is. You know what the library is?
Yeah, opposite Charing Cross Library.
Charing Cross Library.
By this sort of you know that football sort of shop.
Yeah, the weird
just,
shop.
Just there.
Perfect.
So anyway. At 11:30, we will be.
We won't be, because we're in Ibiza, but the people in the studio are looking after it for us. I know what you mean.
Yeah,
carry on.
Someone will be handing down this goodie bag on a piece of string. So that goes to the
That's
first.
That's going to be a lot of fun. So
it's a king size bag of Maltesers.
Yeah.
And a CD. Oh,
that is bloody good.
By Red Pearl.
By Red Pearl? Yeah. We had them on the show before, actually. I don't think they were that good, were we?
Yeah, no, well, yeah, I mean.
Am I allowed to say that is absolutely brilliant. Can I say that?
Well, I don't
I've
know.
Said it now. It's crazy. They'll bleep us out back in London,
I
swear.
The monitor's ringing up.
Oh.
All right.
No, we can't say that. I'll take that back. That was out of order. Well, listen, give us a call. 08700 800 1234. What's the question again, Trevor? Because I know everyone in England is very, very excited.
Okay. The famous nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty. What could all the king's horses and all the king's men not do?
Give us
a
red
call. 0800...
Mm.
Oh, man, I've forgotten.
Yeah, I know, because I'm trying to play the record. Red Hot Chili Peppers. Question.
In the famous nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, what could all the king's horses and all the king's men not do?
He couldn't put Humpty back.
Oh, I cut him off before he got to say what the answer was, man. I'm really sorry. That was pure accident.
He was wrong anyway.
Well, he was. Well, he could have been wrong. Yeah. We don't know what he was going to say. Hello, XFM.
Hello, Ian.
Hello, mate.
Yeah. Do you play corn?
No, I don't. I'm gonna. If you're gonna phone up, we're in Ibiza. We want party atmosphere. We don't want people going, "Hello, Ian. Do you play corn?" We want a party. Hello, everyone's in party on XFM. Hi there.
Ian, I have a pie.
Michael.
Oh, it's Michael again. Bloody hell. Go on.
Ian.
Yes.
Ian, can I be in the competition?
You can do, Michael. Go on.
Right, the answer is...
Where are you, first of all? Because you've got to be able to go to the outside XFM window and have the prize lowered down to you at 11:30.
I'm about half hour away from there.
Nice one. Okay, then. What's the answer?
The answer is they couldn't put him back together.
Trevor, is that correct or not?
Technically, no.
But yes, technically, yes.
No, no. No.
Humpty Dumpty,
Humpty
Dumpty had a great
ball.
All the king's men and all king's horses.
He doesn't know. I'm cutting you off, Mark. You don't even know what the bloody words are. Give us a call 08700 800 1234 if you think you know the answer.
Ian Lee, XFM.
Where?
Yes, mate, I'm sorry about the nursery rhyme. You cut me off before.
Yes, I did. I'm cutting you off again. Hello, XFM, with in Ibiza.
Hello, what exactly was it that you had to guess? Like,
I'll run it by you one more time.
It's not
okay?
Guessing, it's actually knowing the answer. It's
right,
not a guess.
Yeah. Okay, in the famous nursery rhyme, Humpty Dumpty, you know that one, yeah?
Yeah.
What could all the king's horses and all the king's men not do? I have to take your first answer, sir.
So make it good.
Huh?
Make it good.
Well, keep running by me again, because I didn't quite hear the end of it.
Okay. Sorry, he didn't, Trevor, he didn't hear the end of it. It must be a bad line, because we're in Ibiza, this guy's in London. You're not a twat, are you, sir?
Huh?
You're not a twat, are you, sir?
No.
Right, it's our fault, totally. Yeah, away you go.
Okay, what could all the king's horses and all the king's men not do?
Put Humpty together again.
Yeah,
is that right?
He's got the answer. Yeah,
pass it, Ibiza. He's got it right. Yeah. What's your name, sir?
Neil Campbell.
Yeah, see, the others made the mistake of saying couldn't put Humpty together again, but I'd already said they could not.
Classic double bluff.
Yeah.
Classic.
You came straight.
You've won. You've won, sir.
A packet of Maltesers and a Red Pearl CD, which will be dropped to you from the XFM window at 11:30. Can you make it down, sir?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Okay, we'll see you. Do you know where to come?
Hold on. Do you know where to come? Oh, yeah, I do know where
to come. You need to be standing outside, opposite the Garrick Theatre, basically. There's a window. We'll be, not us, we're in Ibiza. Be careful. Someone will be lowering that goodie bag out the window at 11:30. If you're there, you get it. If you're not, you don't, sir.
All right, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you very much. It's as exciting as that. It really is as exciting as that.
Hold on. What if more people come and they all start fighting for the goodie bag?
That'd be brilliant, wouldn't it? Except you're having a fight and stuff. If you want to turn up and have a fight for a goodie bag, please don't bring any knives. We could actually get the sack if someone got killed. But if you want to go down 11:30 outside the back of XFM, they're going to be lowering some prizes down. This bloke is going to go and get it. You could be there as well. I don't know what's going to happen. It could be a lot of fun. That was a good quiz, man. Good quiz for you.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of work went into that, did it?
Yeah, and we've got the other part. The final part.
There's no more. No more.
Oh, okay.
Here's a song. Ian Lee, XFM. XFM. We're having a party. It's Ibiza special. The Ibiza season's coming to an end. We thought we didn't want to go, to be honest, but we got sent out by the bosses here at XFM. We said, man. Boys, go to Ibiza and really play this more alternative music. But I thought dance music was crap, but you listen to stuff like this. Now, in my mind, that is f***ing brilliant. That is absolutely f***ing brilliant.
It gets into you, doesn't it, somehow?
It does. It just gets into your soul, man. I don't know if it's...
sort of takes over.
Oh, my heart's beating a little bit fast. Have you got any water? I need some water.
Do you know what? Half it's like the music's beating in time with my heart, man.
It's beating into my heart, making me feel a bit sick, to be honest. I'm a bit of a rush.
Let's go.
I've got to sit down. My head's really starting to throb a little bit.
No, I'm actually sort of trying to fit in.
Excuse me, I'm pretending to belch.
I'm fitting in more now, man.
Oh, I was a little bit sick over there earlier on. It's nothing going on. I've just been a little bit sick. Feeling a little bit dizzy. Someone won the competition. Was his name Michael or something?
I don't know.
I can't remember what happened 5 minutes ago. Jeez. Basically, what's going to happen is at 11:30, Michael, hopefully, is going to be standing outside the back of XFM, opposite the Garrick Theatre, opposite Charing Cross Library, really. And a prize is going to be lower down at 11:30 p.m. in a bag. And the prize is some Maltesers and what else is in there? A CD
by an anonymous band.
If you're in Leicester Square or near Leicester Square at that point, you're going to watch a bloke grabbing a bag, dangling. I wonder if they got string long enough. Hopefully they have. Hey, listen, we've been told off for not having enough competitions and features on the show. I know we just had your brilliant Humpty Dumpty thing. So we're going to be having some stuff later on to keep the bosses happy. We'll be having the Pope or Hope quiz. What did the posse think of that? Right, basically, you'll tell us whether you think it's a Pope or a Bob Hope film. It's quite a simple little quiz, really. I thought it was quite good. Slip the finger round, that's a game of chance, and we're playing Monk or Spunk coming up in the next hour. You're going to guess whether it's a monk or a type of spunk. Should be a lot of fun. Trevor, now, last, we've been having a lot of emails, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. We've had none this week, I'll be honest, but right. I'll pretend we've had lots of emails asking about Anthony's Destiny, which is a beautiful play that you've been writing, Trevor, and... what's happening with it? We had part two last week. Where are we now?
Well, we're at Pine...
Can I stop you for a second? This bit's great. Listen to this. Oh, yes! Oh, yeah! I'm off it, man. So, sorry, what's happening? Anthony's Destiny.
Yeah, well, it's basically the Judgment Day, part three. It's the final episode.
The crowd here at the XFM Roadshow in Ibiza are very excited at that.
Yeah, I think they were probably listening last week. Yeah, so it's all going to happen. It's all going to come to an end.
Is it true you've been offered a six-part serial with BBC to write Anthony's Destiny up into a serial?
Well, again, you see, we're getting back to things that I've mentioned.
Right, it's not true then. It's a lie. Foo Fighters. If you're going to tell me Porky Pies, Trevor, I'd rather you didn't do it.
I'll tell you things off the air, Ian, yeah?
Yeah.
And you always start mentioning
them. But then I test it on the air, but it's true, and it turns out it's a lie. You're getting trouble in it, you feel the back of my hand. Yeah. Give me some more of them pills. The lager. That's really getting into the Ibiza spirit of that song there. It's kind of chill. It's like because we're going to go to a chill-out room after 11 because we've been having a real party here in Ibiza, me and Trevor. But we're going to go to a chill-out room after 11 and just see what happens when you chill out. I don't know. It's a different kind of thing altogether. Trevor, that bloke won that competition. He's going to have a prize lowered out of a window back in London at XFM at 11:30 at night. I think that's genius. I think that's the best thing that could ever be done on radio, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'm getting a bit worried, because he should identify himself in some way that they know,
That's all part of the fun of it, though. It's quite a random thing as to whether... It could anyone get that prize. There could be hundreds. There's probably thousands of people out that window already.
Yeah.
Give me the prize. Give me the Maltesers. I want them, please. Hey, listen, Ian, you can email me at ian.lee@xfm.co.uk, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. Trevor, what's your website address, please?
It's trevordome.com.
Trevordome.com. What is it?
Come and visit me on the web. Trevordome.com. A lot of people make the mistake of saying Trevor Dome. But no, it's Trevor Dome, in Pleasure Dome. Come on, give me a visit, check out the games, it'll be great.
But listen, we're also going to go after 11, while we're in the chill-out room here in Ibiza, and Ibiza City we're in, actually the capital of the island itself, we're going to be also going to one of those chat room type thingy-bobs things. If you know any idea where we can go and surf the internet for a chat with our punters, Email me, ian.lee@xfm.co.uk. Give us a call, 08700 800 1234. But before any of that, party funksters, here's another record. I think you'll like this one. It's by a band. Go on. Enjoy.
Hey! Who told you could do that?
Yeah, I did, your mother.
Who told you you could do it like? 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 This, who told you?
The other day, before I go to something that someone has just told me about on the internet, the Lesbian and Gay Big Apple Corps. Basically, the New York's premier marching brass band. But you've got to be Gaylord to be a member. I tried to give him a call earlier, but there was an answer phone. But someone's just sent us an email saying there's another trevordome.com. The address if you want to go to is www.angelfire.com/FL3/trevordome. And then that, I think that's the rest of it. But it's an American bloke, and he's got his own site called trevordome.com. I think that's a bit out of order, so I'm going to click on the guest book here. Did you know about this, Trevor?
I did not.
He set his up before yours was, though, to be honest.
Well, I don't know how that works at all.
Well, I'm going to go to the guest book and tell him that I'm going to accuse him of stealing this off you because I'm on your side on this one. And I think that all XFM listeners should go to angelfire.com/. Make sure I got that right. FL3/Trevordome and leave a message. I'll leave a message for this rather stroppy young American fella. Hey, man, they're making an 18 film.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the 18.
Not an 18.
Did it dee.
That's Rocky. But they're making a film of the 8. They made a film of Rocky a few years ago.
Yeah.
I saw it, the boxer. It was good. I liked the second. Well, Mr. T was in the second one. He got the crap beaten out of him.
Oh, man, yeah.
And he's tough in real life, although he's quite poorly. But they're making an 18 film. And I was thinking, who could you get from today's world to be in the 18 film? Because obviously one's very, very sickly, Mr. T. One's dead, George Peppard. And one's mental, Howling Mad Murdoch. So I've got some rather amusing suggestions. Have a look, see what you think. For the face man, I'd have Richard Madeley.
Yeah. Does Carol Vorderman feature in there at all?
No, she doesn't. Although there is that girl that's in it, so some girl can play her. Don't matter who, she's not really important. Hannibal. Do you know what I'd have playing Hannibal?
Probably.
What's his name? Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, Stephen Hawking.
Come on, I love it when a plan comes together.
I am a Dalek. My name is Alec.
Howling Mad Murdoch, I have Barrymore, because he's bloody bonkers, isn't he?
Yeah, that he's
Barrymore.
Crazy, man.
I saw Barrymore on telly before I came out this evening talking to some kids. Man, it was funny. Oh, and Mr. T, I'd have Gary Coleman from Different Strokes. What are you talking about, Willis? You ain't got me on no plane, you fool. Oh, drunk the milk, man.
Yeah.
He was good. Do you know when he made Different Strokes, he was 36 years old, and then he tried to kill his parents because they stole his money. Some of that's true.
That programme all went a bit pear-shaped in the end. Well, everyone's sort of either dead or in prison.
One's dead and one's in prison, and Gary Coleman tried to kill his parents. So you're kind of... Mr. D, though, Mr. Drummond is all right. He's still adopting young black children in the rich part of New York, so he's himself. Those are great days. Do you remember Mr. Ben? They only ever made 5 episodes of Mr. Ben, and Chilton and the Wheelies. God, brilliant.
Oh, man, the old days, eh? The old days of TV.
How about the new days of radio, though?
Yeah. Whoa.
Where else would you get to hear songs like this? Ibiza! It's not really going very well, is it? It's not as smooth as the first hour. I think these pills are really cool. They're just basically a ditch. I mean, Trevor's been running the desk for me while I've been having a wee. Have you put a CD in for us already, have you?
You know what? I don't know what's going on, man. It's just mad.
I'm going to assume we've not heard Jay Maskis and The Fog, and we'll play that in a minute. It is absolutely bonkers here. We're in Ibiza. Basically, everyone, if you're listening, give us a call, 08700 800 1234. I don't know how it works, but somehow the phones are connected to us. Are you enjoying it, Posse? They are absolutely loving it. Absolutely loving it. Oh, we've got some new quizzes coming up in this hour because, as I mentioned earlier, we've been in a lot of trouble for not having enough quizzes. So in this hour, we'll be having which Mong has the biggest pong. We'll be asking about celebrity Mongs and their smells. Also, nuts, sluts and victorious whores. And we'll be having a rather exciting game show, which is going to be called Up My Fucking Hairy Bollocks. So that should be a lot of fun. Trevor, when are we having the second part of your exciting play, Anthony's Destiny? Coming up soon?
I was hoping, around 11 o'clock. And we've also got a few letters this week, thankfully. Ian and Trevor's Problem Corner.
Exactly. I'm going to have to just ask the audience, just calm down, just for 1 second. This is going to be quite serious. Trevor, should we do the letters now? Have we got them
with us?
Where are they? Oh, hang on, they're here. You do this. Go on, take those letters. We've had a lot of letters. Here they are. Listen.
Right.
Can you hear the letters?
What?
That's all the letters we've had. There's lots there. Basically, you can write to us. What's the address? Trevor.
It is Ian and Trevor's Problem Corner.
It's Ian's Problem Corner, brackets, Trevor's there sometimes. So Ian's Problem Corner, brackets, Trevor's there sometimes.
And that's at XFM, 30 Leicester Square, London WC2. So, you know, get those letters coming in. We've had a few this week, yeah?
What have we got?
Well, three.
Round one.
Three.
I don't know.
Three letters caught my eye.
Ah.
Three letters, totally different people, yeah?
Right.
But all about the same subject.
Oh, really? Yeah? That's quite interesting.
See, the thing is, Ian, every time somebody calls up Problem Corner, yeah?
Yeah.
You seem to think it's because they've got a small winky.
Yeah, yeah? I do. Now, I generally think that's the main problem with men. Yeah,
and it seems to be true. Let me just read these letters.
Okay. Go on, then.
So here we go. Dear Ian and Trevor.
Hi.
I have a tiny winky. I'm so embarrassed. What should I do? That comes from Alex and Barking.
Oh, Alex is getting a booze there for a tiny winky. That's not good.
Right. Well, fairly straightforward problem there. Yeah, you may think. But let me go into the next letter.
Please do.
Dear Ian and Trevor, I have an enormous winky. Yeah? If you'll pardon the thing.
Oh, let's get a cheer from the crowd, my bitzer.
If you'll pardon the pun, I don't fit in. Well, okay. You know, we don't mind a bit of humour in the Problem Corner. But, I'm so embarrassed. I feel like a freak. What should I do? You see the connection? Yeah,
I do see the connection.
One guy's got a small winky.
Yeah.
The other one's got a large winky. And you know what? They feel exactly the same.
Yeah.
But hold on.
Okay.
There's a third letter.
Is there a third in this trilogy?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Dear Ian and Trevor.
Yes.
I have a medium-sized winky.
Oh, blimey.
I feel so boring and uninteresting. If only it was a little bit bigger or a little bit smaller, I wouldn't feel so dull. Please help. That's from Carlos in Inverness, listening on the web.
Right.
Well, lads, basically, I think you've answered each other's problems here, yeah? It's not size that matters. It's what you do with it. And remember, the grass is always greener on the other side of the fence.
Very interesting, Trevor. We actually got an expert on the line. Hello?
Hello?
That was Miriam Stoppard. Miriam Stoppard, that's a shame, actually. She was on the phone there. 08700 800 1234. Miriam, if you can give us a call. I think she's just come back. Hang on 1 second. We'll try and get her.
And just remember, help us to help you.
Help us to help you. Miriam's gone. That's a terrible shame. You can write those more letters to Ian Lee's Shun Sunday's problem page, brackets, Trevor's there occasionally. XFM, what's the address? I've never been here before.
30 Leicester Square, London WC2. Help us to help you, and who knows, you might even help yourselves.
Ian Lee. XFM.
XFM, it's all happening here on the beach in Ibiza. We are having an absolute party. We're having a competition here so you can do the best live on the air. Let's go. The Jap up here. His name's Tony. Tony, do your ha.
Ha!
See, that's not bad. I think that wins so far. We're having a great time here. Trevor's off in a corner. He's collapsed. He's actually it's weird. His eyes have gone all kind of weird and a bit sort of puffy and quite dilated. And he just seems to be moaning and talking about when he was a kid. Trevor, you back? You're right, man. You look a bit pale.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Have you been drinking those Rohypnol slammers again?
Oh, I don't know what it was, man. I'm okay. I'm sort of fitting in a bit more, I think.
Did you see those girls earlier on? You know,
girls,
you know, we were talking about, you know, they're probably like Ibiza Uncovered and Jamaica Uncovered and stuff like that. And you watch it and it's full of absolute slappers and tarts and whores. Oh. I thought that, it is basically. Short. I've come here to get off with loads of blokes. My boyfriend's at home watching, but I don't care. I want to go skiing. You know what skiing is?
No.
So a lady stands in between two men and uses their poles to push her way down the mountainside.
Oh,
that's skiing.
No.
But it's full of it. It's full of it. These young tarts.
I'll tell you what, eh?
If I was, a couple of years younger and a bit musclier and quite a lot more attractive to girls, I reckon I'd be on with a chance
Well,
there.
We'd be straight in
We
there,
would
mate.
Be absolutely straight. Oh, hey, mate. I tell you, Ian Moore. Do you remember Ian Moore, Trevor?
Oh, yeah.
Who is he?
Yeah, he's that bloke off the,
You don't have a clue what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Ian Moore won Stars in Their Eyes. Didn't we just win Stars in Their Eyes?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He won Stars in Their Eyes Champions of Champions. As, of course, who was he?
Christy Burr.
And he's gone on tour with Christy Burr. He's now doing a tour Ian Moore on tour, brackets, as himself. So don't go expecting Christy Boo. But he's playing the London Palladium on January the 28th. Oh,
well done, good on the lad.
Well, no, not well done, good on the lad. How many hits has Ian Moore had in the charts? Let me just count. There was... he's had none.
Well,
he's
what
playing
about
the Palladium.
Lady in Red?
No, that was Christy Burr.
Right, but Christy
Burr's
pretending
had hits,
to be
but no,
Christy
he's not.
Burr.
He's not pretending. No, listen, he's not pretending to be Christy Burr. Right. Now on this tour, he's as him brackets himself. Right. Close brackets. So it's gonna be Ian Moore. Who's gonna go and pay to see Ian Moore live at the Palladium? As he's not even doing the Christy Burr. We've got Dr. Miriam Stoppard on. Dr. Miriam Stoppard, hi.
Lanky twat.
Yeah. Okay. So who's gonna pay apart from that person there, Miriam Stoppard, to go and see Ian Moore? I don't think any are. I really don't think that it's gonna be Miriam Stoppard.
Hello.
Hello, Miriam Stoppard?
No.
Is that Dr. Miriam Stoppard?
No, it's not.
Okay, Doctor, now, who's going to pay to go and see Ian Moore, brackets, as himself, close brackets, at the London Palladium?
No idea. Sorry.
Right, have you been listening to the show? Have you?
Sorry, that was my full track. I got the wrong line. We've got Dr. Miriam Stoppard on this line. Dr. Stoppard, hi.
I'm the doctor.
Is that Dr. Miriam Stoppard?
Yeah, it is.
Doctor, who's going to pay to see Ian Moore live in concert as himself?
I am, for a start.
Really?
He's quality.
Yeah, well, there you go. Dr. Miriam Stoppard is actually going to go and see Ian Moore, so I take back. Hey, should we have... I'm listening to some great trance and dance music. I'm going to go to the chill-out room in a minute and chill out.
Yeah.
I really need to chill out a little bit.
Wow.
I might do that after 11. Should we play a song by Dynamite Hack called Boys in the Hood?
Yeah, let's go for it, man.
You really
or
are.
Whatever.
You look quite sick. Do you need to get St. John's Ambulance?
No, I'm fine, really, man. Yeah, no, let's go for it.
Let me go and get St. John's Ambulance. I think you need some water. Sit down. Just sit down. I'll get some chewing gum and we'll have... St. John's Ambulance. Listen to this song, this will chill you out a bit. We'll go to the chill out room after this.
Fine,
we'll go to the chill out room. Yeah, don't get para. There's a spider on your head, man. Chill out.
Ian Lee.
Yeah, hi there, who's that?
Yeah, it's Jason. How are you doing up there in Ibiza?
We're doing fine, Jason. How's it going in London? Is it alright?
Yeah,
are you jealous?
Hey, guess what? I don't believe you're there.
Shut up. What do you mean you believe
it? I just don't believe it at all.
Okay.
Look out the window.
Yeah. What window? We're on a beach, man!
Why would you be going over to the window?
I'll tell you why I'm saying that. Jason, because Trevor
on,
is holding...
Come on, you're not there, are you? Come on, give us the truth. Give us the truth to London. Go on.
Trevor's holding a window that he brought with him from London. That's what I was looking through, and I realised I don't need to. I'm standing on a beautiful beach with this crowd. Crowd, give a big cheer! You see? How can you say we're not in Ibiza, young man?
You've got control over the crowd, Ian.
The crowd are cheering! Can you not hear the crowd cheer?
DJ, are you?
Where are you, Jason?
Trevor, can you hear the crowd cheering?
Oh, man, yeah.
It's driving me absolutely crazy.
Trevor, Jason. Trevor, come on.
Jason.
You're freezing. You're in London. You're
Jason.
Done. Not over
Jason,
there in the
where are you?
Beaming sun rays of Ibiza, are you?
Where are you, Jason?
I'm London.
Whereabouts?
In North London.
Whereabouts in North London, Jason?
In North London.
There you are, in a fellas.
I'm not going to tell you where I am. You come over here and get me with a jackknife.
We'll tell you where we are. We're in Ibiza and we're not in another bedroom's fella, so we've got something on you.
What have you got on me?
Sorry, I thought you were calling from another bedroom's fella. Another fella's bedroom, even.
Bedroom? Who's
a fella?
Your wife?
No, a fella. Just you got a very camp voice. So sorry, I just assumed. I've assumed. I'm terribly sorry, but thanks anyway. Hello, XFM. Please don't be a nonce or a nutter like that last fella was.
Oh, no, I...
Jesus, Travis.
No. What?
It's Travis, is it?
No.
Who's this, then?
It's Ben. I found out last week.
Yeah?
About the Alphabetti Spaghetti!
Would you just like to remind the listeners, Ben?
Yeah, please do, because this was a good thread, actually. Yeah, this was very good.
Well, last week... Well, no, week before, actually, I was making a plate of Alphabetti Spaghetti for my daughter, and it's an art cum dumpster and arse piss. Appeared.
Oh, but so what?
What?
Oh, of course, the swear words appeared. Sorry, yeah.
Yes. And,
so basically, you've just pulled the spaghetti out on the plate, and your young daughter has read some very rude words, and you were wondering, what can we do about this problem?
Where are you at the moment? Where are you at the moment?
I'm actually at home.
No, I meant, sorry, I meant in the story.
Oh, where am I?
What's developed so far?
Well, I've received a letter from the supermarket.
Right, and what does that letter say?
Well, basically, it's actually quite good news.
Oh, blimey, well done. This is a turn-up for the books.
They've actually taken out all of the letters in the Alphabetti Spaghetti, apart from the letter O.
Oh.
No, all of the letters,
right.
They're going to leave the letter O in.
Oh.
And they're going to call it Spaghetti Hoops.
Spaghetti? What? Now, do you know what? At first, I thought, well, that's a really rubbish idea. But now I think on it, I think spaghetti hooks might taste better than spaghetti letters.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
That, well, can I say, well done on behalf of everyone here.
Yeah, but
I beat the crowd. Give this man a cheer. They love you.
Ben.
Yeah.
The thing is, all they had to do was take out the vowels, and then you couldn't make any more swear words, could you?
No, because you still get the word Vizbooks or something like that.
Right, but I don't think
That's not technically, Vizbooks isn't technically a swear word, though, to be honest with you.
Know what that meant.
No. But do you feel that's a triumph for you?
Pardon?
Do you feel that's a triumph?
I'm actually quite pleased with myself, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. Well, listen, give us a call next week if any other foods cause you offence, which I'm sure they might do. Anyone else can call us 08700 800 1234 with any other crazy stories like that. But to be honest, I'm too busy in Ibiza getting off me mash. Should we go to the chill-out room? I feel a bit...
Yeah, I'm
rushing a bit, but I hear they're showing some black and white films without any sound. It should be brilliant. I'm just on the wall. They've got projectors just on the wall.
Yeah?
They're showing it.
Really, yeah, man? Oh,
and they've got a juggler.
With their limp, bland, boring rock. We're live in Ibiza.
The 21st century. It's 1 minute past 11 in England. I don't know what time is here in a bit, so I've lost my watch. I can't quite remember what the time difference is. We've come, Trevor and I have come to, it's a chill out room. And there's a lot of crazy things happening in a bit, sir. Carry on. Trevor's on the phone at the moment. He's talking to some people who are giving us a call. 08700 800 1234. You can talk to Trevor live now. Won't go on the air, but you can talk to him. We're in the chill out room because Ibiza's crazy. There's a lot of crazy things happening. It's the first time I've been here, obviously. There's lots of like clubs and stuff and, you know, beer and drugs and whatever. We're not into that, but that's here, that's happening. That's the reality. We're being realistic. Hang on a second. Who are you talking to, Trevor?
What's your name, sir?
Stephen. Stephen, say something really loud into the mic. Right, anyway.
Yeah, we could hear that.
Steve, listen.
You carry on talking to him.
He said, instead of buying a jigsaw, you could get a packet of frozen chips.
Yeah.
And try and make a potato. Not a bad idea.
Especially if you get a special child and tell them that it's a jigsaw puzzle. That'll sort out a lot of fun there for your Sunday evening if you're back home in London. We're in our chill-out room. Trevor, you can stop taking the phone calls now if you want. Or are you going to keep taking those? Right, he's going to keep taking the phone calls. Yeah. We'll have another record, I think. Oof, I don't know. Well, man, Fisher.
I've written a new song.
Oh, you've written a song, Fran, have you?
Yeah.
Well, let's have it.
Oh, it's called Shaking Hands with the Unemployed.
Oh, blimey. It sounds a bit miserable, I'll be honest with you.
Well, do you want to hear a bit of it?
No, thanks. Give us a call, 08700 800 1234. If you're a pop star and you've got a bit more of a... He's gone.
We had a young man, he was going to sing us a song and he's gone. So I'm sorry, sir, if we cut you off. So give us a call back.
Hey, well, listen, we're in a chat room at the moment. You can all pop along and visit. The address is a bit pony, I'll be honest. Set up by some bloke, never mind. It's www.ollie.org.uk/XFM. Go there, it's a little bit pony, but we're having a chat at the moment while we're in Ibiza.
Ian Lee, XFM.
You're my idol, man.
Nice one, man.
Oh, yeah, you're the young man that was going to sing the song.
Oh, you're going to sing a song for us?
Yeah.
Nice one. What's your name, man?
My name's Elskin.
Elskin, I like it. Where are you from?
North London.
Oh, very cool. Okay, well, let's hear this song live on the air. It's fantastic. You're calling from London. We're in Ibiza. They're hearing it in London, and there are people on the beach hearing it now. Do you not think that's weird?
You must be getting bare shaped.
Yeah, well, Trevor is. Anyway, what song have you got? I don't even know what that means, Trevor. I don't know if I said something rude about you then, but I don't know what it means. I'm sorry. What's the song you've got for us?
Anyone Can Play Guitar by Radiohead.
Oh, fantastic. Let's hear it.
All right. Destiny.
Are you stoned, man?
No, man. I'm just bored.
All right. Tell me about it. So, wait. Go on.
All right. Destiny.
Have you been drinking, though?
No, I don't drink, man.
Do you not?
No.
Nice one. Okay, carry on. Have you been having a heavy prayer session today?
No, not today.
Not today, yesterday. Okay, go on. Sorry, carry on.
Destiny, protect me from the world.
Yeah, that's not bad, yeah.
Destiny, protect me from the world. Destiny, protect me. What?
I was feeling you, man.
Sorry?
I was feeling you.
You was feeling me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I felt something around my backside. Can I just stop you there? You're a little bit weird, so we're going to cut you off and ask you to listen to... We're going to cut you off and ask you to listen to a different radio station. Is that okay? Nice one. He was weird.
He was a good man.
I'm sure he's a good man. He's a little bit scary. Hello,
Big
XFM.
Up yourself. I can feel you.
Hello? Come to www.ollie.org.uk. I don't know what the address is. I can't remember. What can we do for you?
I'm gone, yeah.
Ah, all right. Big up yourself for respect. And,
who's
we'll
this?
See you next time.
This is the same fella.
Am I gone?
Oh, you the same fella?
Oh, yeah, for real.
I thought I cut you off, man.
Nah, man, I'm sorry.
Yeah, cut him off then. Give us a call, 08700 800 1234. On the radio. It's getting a little bit fruity here, basically, at XFM Towers. It's a crazy in Ibiza. I don't know. I'm really tired. That Rehypnol Slammers is starting to wear off a little bit. I think I've lost the impetus. We're on the internet. Again, once the people who want to join on the internet, you can go to org.org/XFM. I've got really bad wind.
So you said forward slash twice.
Oh, you don't, well, there's a forward slash on here, but you might not need a double forward slash. I don't know, but we can go and have a chat there with some really crazy characters. I can't get it up on the thing now. Look, I've broken it. Who's in there? There's Del Kiss Boy, there's Vicky, there's 9 inches.
Can I say hello to Charlotte? Hello, Charlotte. How are you, love?
Trevor's dad's in the room. Hi, Trevor's dad.
Wow.
There's Lulu. Hi, Lulu. Dad. All the posse's there, so you can go along there and have a chat. Fatboy Slim, who set up the room. We've got to say thanks very much. Katie, Vicky, they're all there. Delkis boy. So pop along to do that. We're still in Ibiza. It's quite early in the morning in Ibiza now. What time is it over here, Trevor?
To be honest, Ian, I do not have a clue. It's mad. I don't care about the time.
Do you know it is? I don't care about the time. You hear this music you're hearing now?
Yeah, man. Oh, man.
That's not from a CD. That's actually... I've put the microphone really close to my head.
Yeah, yeah.
That is the beat coming out of my bloodstream, man. That beat is coming out of my bloodstream.
No, but you get that when the music sort of takes over your heartbeat, man. And it's all sort of connected,
yeah?
I mean, do you feel like a connection between me and you now, man?
I don't feel a connection. Put that away. Put that back. I don't want to feel a connection with that in my mouth. Put it back. You ever done that?
Shivered the beauty.
The beauty isn't the discharge. The fact is, it was just such an amazing jostle that was the beautiful part of it. You'd never experienced.
I thought the beauty was the end product of the masturbatory experience.
No, but when I used to work as a hypnotist, I quite often convinced women that my winky was an ice cream. I tell them it was a fab lolly, and they couldn't get enough of the hundreds of thousands on the pink head.
Shall we do the last episode of Anthony's Destiny?
Oh, we've got to do that. Well, listen, we'll play a record. I've got a swear record by Bruce Springsteen about drugs. I'll play that in a minute. Mr. Baker, very, very good. Then we'll have your play.
Yeah.
And then then it'll be about 8:30, and the people back in England will have to lower the prize-winning bag out of the window. Yeah. So if you're listening, if you're in a car, or if you're the prize winner that won, be outside the window at the back of XFM, opposite the Garrick Theatre at 11:30. We'll be lowering down a prize bag, goodie bag, containing some really prizey goodies in there.
Yeah, and Charlotte, I'm going to make your month. Hello again, sweetheart. How are you?
Don't keep saying hello to Charlotte. I've heard that she's a bit of a dodgepot.
No, she's lovely.
We're not playing at a medium pack. Trevor's not a twat. This is Dave Mach. There's loads of people on there. It's 14 people. Let's quickly go through there, and then we'll have Bruce Springsteen. Ian's lover. It's not really. Ian's love child. Well, you both spelled my name wrong, so it can't be you. I-A-I-N. That's the thing. Here's Bruce Springsteen. I've got to calm down, man. That chill out room's done me no good at all.
Whoa.
Do you see the freak with the big buggy eyes just waving his fluorescent arm around? It's really done my nuts.
Isn't it crazy?
It's crazy, and it gets on my bloody tits a bit. I'll tell you what. But it's a bit different because there aren't any of the same people doing it. But that should mean it's all right. Listen, man, we're in Ibiza. It's kind of the part. Everyone's gone. The road show just seems to have tapered off there. We're still in the vestiges of the chill-out room. Everyone seems to have gone. There's loads of people on the internet. They're all mental. And as general, most of them are quite offensive and nasty. Let's just go through the names. There's me, Fatboy Slim, Trevor, Del Kiss Boy, 9 inches, Lulu, Trevor's dad, Dave, mate, he's an arse. Ollie is there, Eat My Piano, Creep, Haley, Ian's lesbian, whore, Louise, Rover. They're all there. It's quite, yes, you are, Dave, you're a twat. You can email me, ian.lee@xm.co.uk. You can give us a call, 08700 800 1234. But it is an exciting time. It should be about 11:30 back in England now. I don't know what the time is. It's time for someone to go and lean out. Now, we've got a live link up with the London studio. I believe there's... is that London studio? I believe there's someone there who sounds a bit like Trevor, but actually isn't Trevor. Hello.
Yeah, hello, hello.
Is that London?
It is, yeah. Hi, how's things in Ibiza?
Things are going very well in London. Who is this in London? Sorry.
It's, it's Thomas.
Thomas. Yeah, Tommy. Tommy, you're in London. You're in the XFM studios. Me and Trevor in Ibiza. Trevor's actually gone to the toilet to be sick.
Right, yeah.
So he's not looking very... I'm a little bit worried, to be honest. Doesn't look brilliant. Could you go to the window now and lower the winning prize out of the window for us?
Okay.
This competition was won earlier in the show. There's some Maltesers and a CD by Crap Band that
I'm
Trevor knows.
Do that, and if anybody claims it or not, I'm just going to really leave it there.
Yeah,
the
leave it there. Go and hang. Go, if you go and do that for us now,
okay.
And see, so go over to the window. Let us know if you can see anyone looking up. So we said, told the prize winner to be there about 11:30. Is there anyone there? Can you see anyone? What can you see?
Two people.
Shout out the window and ask me if they're for XFM. In fact, no, don't even do that. Just lower the bag and see if they snatch it. Is the bag being lowered? What? This is cut. He's lowering the bag. This is Cutting Edge Radio. I'm in Ibiza with Trevor. Trevor's a bit sick. There's a man in the London studio who sounds a bit like Trevor. He's lowering a bag of Maltesers and a crap CD out the window to see if any prize winners want it. Has anyone taken the bag yet? This is exciting, isn't it? No, she's not. I'm just reading stuff here on the... No, her brother did, yeah.
I've got the bag.
Who's taken the bag? Someone's taken the bag. What? Have they taken it? This is fantastic. A round of applause, I think. This is the first ever interactive show where the prize... Yeah, the posse's come back. Why not? Why not indeed? Clap, clap. Where the prize has been lowered out the window. We can get our English correspondent now. Pull that string and just see what comes back. You really? You keep the ball of string. Trevor will want that. That was his own. Listen, we'll play De Gardo's and then we'll come back and see exactly what happens. That was exciting, England. Thanks very much. We're going to play a record here in Ibiza. We'll come back for a live link-up. OK?
Yeah, OK, yeah.